This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, where I'm sitting with Alicia Hodnick. She is now the National Central Region FFA Vice President. And what thoughts are going through your mind right now? That's congratulations to start. Any thoughts?
I'm so excited. I really have no idea what our team is going to get into this year, but I know that every moment is going to be extremely uplifting and motivational, and I know that we are all very, very excited to serve the over 540,000 students. But when they called my name, all I could hear was screaming, and I just ran.
And so what was the experience like going throughout the week and the process and the selection?
It was very rigorous. We had plenty of interviews that evaluated us on all levels, and they allowed us to open up to the nominating committee to show them exactly who we are inside and out. Although it was rigorous, it was very exciting. Some of the best friendships I've ever made are with some of these individuals on this team right now.
And you are the only girl on the team. That's a little different. How do you think that will play out within the year?
I think it'll be fun. In Wisconsin, I served on two teams that were mainly young ladies, and so it'll be kind of exciting to serve on a team with a lot of very nice, gentleman-like men who will lead our organization with me.
So, going back a few years, when did you know that you wanted to pursue something more than just being an FFA member?
I would have to say it was about 3 years ago, and I walked into the convention hall and felt the rumbling of the music go from my toes up to my heart. And when they had said, FFA members, why are we here? And the crowd stood, I would never forget those goosebumps. And I think that's where this specific idea of running for national office came from.
Since we're going back into history, can we talk a little bit more about involvement within your local chapter, your state association? What did you do in FFA?
I was a big speaking and agri-science girl. In high school, I participated in the job interview contest, parliamentary procedure, and the dairy products career development event. And with the agri-science research, my main research was on how to stop E. coli from growing in lettuce bags. So I worked with the United States Department of Agriculture in creating a similar version of what they have at their level, but with the finances and equipment that were in my local agriculture program. So that specific project actually allowed me to declare a major of agricultural education and biotechnology at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, and also is allowing me to know that the impact that being a non-traditional FFA member and where that can take someone in the FFA.
What goals have you set for this position, if any?
A big goal I have set is to promote diversity, not only with genders in the FFA, but also with the ethnicities that we incorporate into our organization. It's very, very exciting that we've had in the past our mile markers of, for example, Corey Flournoy, who was the first African-American National FFA president. And in 1969, obviously, women were allowed into our organization. But we are still in that push of trying to incorporate more diversity in our membership and make it a little bit more equal so that we may be able to incorporate a lot more of the personalities that come with our organization so that it will match the diversity that our industry brings, because our industry is never going to stop. It moves forward at a rapid pace, and our membership and our diversity need to follow right after that.
Is there one specific thing you're looking forward to most going into this this new year?
I would have to say the partner visits. I love, 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 love sitting down with partners and being able to pick their brains on their industry, and then also figuring out where their passions in FFA and the agriculture industry lie, so that the connection between the FFA and our industries is a lot stronger and the relationship is established.
Did you have any influences whom you looked to before you stepped into a leadership position in the FFA?
My influences were actually my twin sister and I. We basically battled high school together. We decided that it was her and I against the world, and whatever we stepped into, we went all in. It was not halfway, and we put our whole heart and soul into it. And when I decided that I was going to join FFA, it was all or nothing. And, of course, I put my all.
If you could say something to all of those FFA members and the people who've supported you today to get to where you are, what would you tell them?
Never stop believing in yourself, because that is really what is going to motivate you. I know that there are hard times, there are struggles, and there are difficulties that we will face, but if you can believe that your faith and that the world will be where you're supposed to be, you'll be much more content with the journey that life is going to bring you on.
This has been Kara Hart. I've been sitting with the new Central Region Vice President for the National FFA Organization.